USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus concerns and an oil production war between Russia and Saudi Arabia gave Wall Street its worst day in over a decade yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closing down over 2,000 points. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 also plunged. President Trump says he wants to help out businesses and workers who are impacted by the coronavirus, pushing for a payroll tax cut and relief for hourly workers.
We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help so that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck.
Primaries today, voters casting ballots in Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Washington, and Idaho, while North Dakota is holding its Democratic caucus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestnote.com.
Coronavirus concerns hit close to home for several members of Congress. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Four members of Congress who attended CPAC to self-quarantine, Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz, Georgia Congressman Republican Doug Collins, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, and Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar all had contact with a man from New Jersey who has the coronavirus and is being treated. The Conservative Political Action Conference held at National Harbor, Maryland at the end of February.
Elon Musk says he's worried that his company's SpaceX won't get to Mars before he passes away. Speaking at the Satellite 2020 conference in Washington, D.C., the billionaire CEO said yesterday he's definitely going to be dead if the rocket company doesn't pick up the pace on that project, Musk lamenting it's taken 18 years just to get to this point. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal regulators accusing Fifth Third Bank of opening fake accounts without customers' knowledge. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau filed a lawsuit yesterday accusing the Cincinnati-based bank of opening those fake accounts between 2008 and 2016, which is when Wells Fargo admitted its employees had opened fake accounts to meet aggressive sales goals. The Bureau says some of the fake Fifth Third accounts were funded, meaning bank employees moved money from customers' existing accounts to the new ones without their consent. The deadline for players to vote on a new NFL collective bargaining agreement's been moved from Thursday of this week to this coming Saturday. The new CBA proposes adding a 17th regular season game for all teams as well as two additional roster spots per team. Don't bother trying to get tickets to Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune soon, as reports are the two game shows will tape without live audiences starting Tuesday because of the coronavirus. And California is apparently the place to be if you want to be happy. According to a new study from WalletHub, it put together the top 20 happiest cities in America based on depression rate, income growth rate, and other factors. Three California cities made the top five, including Fremont at number one. San Jose's number three, Irvine number four. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.